Blog Talk Radio.
Alive here on Solar Records Radio. Man, oh man, we are doing it today. This is Throwback Thursday, and we're here to have a good time with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Wardell Bosch Jr. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We are excited, and we're just going to go down memory lane together. So come on, guys, get ready, and let's do it.
Yo, situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Tell them right.
Feel like home is so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start. It's hard so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
Yeah.
were you, I'd take precautions
before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
nice,
should drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make you think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Boys and daddy, moving it slow, looking for a mellow fellow like the Vogue. Getting paid late, so better lay low, scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning with you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
Oh, surrender if you ever wanna show me, Father. I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go. But nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting.
We love the Billy Stewart, right? And
I love that version. You know, but I grew up on GQ's version, but it all, you got to go back to the original, man.
Got to go back to the original. Yes. And then speaking of original, oh, Betty Swan, man, oh, man, make me yours. If a girl ever told me that, when I was younger, the girls said, make me yours, I'd be like, oh, yes, let's just get...
Oh, Betty Swan.
Yeah, that cuts to the chase, right? It cuts right to the chase. We don't have to, you're mine. That's it. Because a lot of times when we're younger and we're dating, you know, we're trying to think of what we're going to say, what we're going to dress, how we're going to impress her and make her like us. But if they were just to say it up front, you know, just make me yours, I'm good. I'm like, yes. That's so easy to do. You know, hopefully it's somebody you want, right? Because it'd be a bad thing with somebody else. And you're like, oh, okay. All right. And then we open up the block with Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison. That's Don.
Yes.
That's your kind of people, right? That's your kind of stuff. That's your era, right?
Poison, deadly, moving in slow, looking for a mellow fellow like the go get paid later. I love that, man. I love that.
I know, that's right. Anyway, guys, we hope you guys are good and all is well. Don Fleming got a great show coming up. It's a triple threat today. And so, Don, wanted you so obviously here we are doing the afternoon drive, is what Don calls this, right? With Wardell Potts.
Oh, yeah.
And then this evening, go ahead, Don, tell us what you got.
Well, man, tune in tonight, you know, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have the legendary Hubert Eves III hanging out. And, of course, you know, it's a Minnesota thing. For some reason, it's, you know, we talk about Ohio. We got to talk about Minnesota because he's from the Twin Cities. He's from St. Paul. And, of course, last week we had Rocky Robbins on the show. Of course, he's from Minneapolis. And then, of course, we had Jelly Bean Johnson from The Time on the Indie Jazz show. And so it's a Minnesota thing these past couple of weeks. So keep it going, man. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're having a good time here on Solar Records Radio. We hope you guys are too. As a matter of fact, we're going on the road next week. So I will be on the road doing my show remotely, and Don will be in the studio. And so, you know, guys, we're going to have a blessed trip. You know, I'm going out to meet with the Solar Gang and hang out with those guys as we do reunion every well, it started out every 3 years, then 2 years. Now we decided, we better do it every year. We're getting old. So we're just doing it every year. Before you know it, we'll be doing it every month, right? Like, dang, dude. You know, we'll be in our 90s. I don't remember seeing you. So
silly.
we're gonna get together, you know, in about next week. So looking forward to hanging out with some of the Solar people. These are mainly writers and producers. Actually, I should say Silver Spoon. The writers that, you know, that wrote for Leon Silvers include myself.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's all good here in the hood, and we thank you guys so much for just hanging out with us today. So, you know, I think I wanna that Lakeside song sounds so good. You think we could just do that for a minute here, Don?
Man, knock it out. It's your world.
Let's bring it up.
I toss and turn.
Y'all just don't know. I used to have so much fun as a kid to this song. Oh my God. I thought I was special. I thought, you know, when this song came on, it just made you feel special, made you feel good. And that, you know, the Boogie Fevers and all that stuff that the Silvers used to do is just kind of like very uplifting music, and really was a blessing to us. And so I just want to give a shout out to our girl Liz. What's up, Liz? She's the one that made she sent me a message in Messenger. And so, like, if you guys want to communicate with us, y'all can communicate with both Don and myself through Messenger. If you want anything played or you have a comment or anything that's going on, please let us know. We do appreciate you guys, and we don't take it for granted. So thanks, Liz, for, you know, checking on the Silvers and stuff. And they are doing good. I'm going to see them next week. So I'll give them a shout out for you, Liz, and God bless you, sweetheart. And we just pray that you are good and safe and well, and all is good for you. And yes, I see Inglewood, New Jersey. Go ahead, Liz. All right, yep. So much love, and we'll be touching base with you, okay, sweetheart? God bless you. Anyway, also want to give a shout out to Greg and Astrid. Greg in the UK. What's up, Greg? Don, Greg wanted me to tell you to, he wants you to say hello for him, because, you know, they're way ahead of us in terms of time, right? And so for your interview tonight, he wants you to just give a good hello for him to the guests tonight, okay?
No doubt.
Up in the UK. And Astrid over in Amsterdam, you know, today is the funeral of her 4-year-old nephew. How sad is that? And so cousin, I'm not sure if it's a boy or a girl, but 4 years old, that's just ridiculous. So we just want to, you know, pray for Astrid and the family, that, you know, that everything is okay with you guys, and we're so, so, so sorry for your loss. That is just devastating. That's just, you know, I can't imagine what the parents are going through right now. But I think it has something to do with leukemia. And so some kind of blood cancer or something. So, but anyway, baby, God's got he got babies and crazy people. He take care of his people. So don't worry about it. It's all good, okay? Much love to all you guys. So, Don Fleming, your turn. What's up, Don?
It's my turn. Well, I'm hanging out with Wardell. We do this every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, I call it, you know, Wardell's Afternoon Drive. Of course, we have two Throwback Thursdays. You have his show, which I'm on, and of course, you have my show tonight, Throwback Thursday Night, which he's on. And it's kind of the same, but it's different. You know, I'm just saying. You know, what's going on with your phone, man?
Well, I apologize. I forgot to turn my ringer off. Sorry. Sounds like an ice cream truck,
you know,
coming
what
down the street.
luckily, my ringtone is a quote from the movie Candyman, and it's a little vulgar. So I don't. Hopefully, I have to put it on. I had to put it on vibrate when I get text. So I totally get where you're coming from. At least yours is like happy. You know, you got that happy.
Yeah. The ice cream truck. That's sounds like the ice cream truck is coming. Remember, we used to get so excited. The ice cream truck came.
Yeah.
Mama, can I have a quarter? I gotta have a quarter. See, back in the day, it was cheap. Now we're talking dollars. But a quarter.
Oh my God.
But get you one scoop.
Thanks for depressing me.
Oh man, sorry. I just ate a chip. I should have
done. You know,
I ate a hot
going,
chip.
You know. Not you didn't eat like that one that's like the hottest in the world. Be careful.
They're jalapeno chips. So they're hot. All of them are hot. But anyway, tell everybody
careful.
About your guest. Tell everybody, I will. Tell everybody about your guest tonight.
Oh, man, I got a special guest tonight. We just mentioned it earlier, but I'll mention it again. Of course, the legendary Hubert Eaves. Of course, he is a singer-songwriter, a producer, keyboardist, drummer. I mean, he's wrote stuff from Luther Vandross, He's played with Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin and just a lot of great artists that I didn't know certain songs he played on, and I pretty much just found out a week ago. But
let me ask you a question.
Tune in tonight. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question about him. So was he ever an artist as well, or was he always a writer-producer?
Oh, he was an artist. I mean, he has a humble beginning.
What group was he in?
Oh, he was in Entombed.
Okay.
He was in Entombed. And again, we're going to talk about all of that tonight. You know what? Talk about all of that tonight, because one of the things, you know, you try to compress this whole brother's catalog in a 15 to 30 minute span, you can't do it, because it's like me interviewing you for 30 minutes or whatever and try to compress your catalog. But we're going to do the best we can.
You do it all the time.
We want to give you flowers while you guys, while we're still here, while we're all here, because the beauty of it is that the resurgence of a lot of this great music that you hear on TikTok, that you hear on video games, this brother's music, you pretty much hear it every day. You just didn't know about it. So, But tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Of course, we got to have myself and, of course, the legendary Wardell Potts hanging out with me, my partner, and, of course, the legendary Hubert Eves III is going to bless the phone lines. But I got to segue into something. And one of our favorite artists, he's a favorite of the show. Of course, the brother I'm talking about, one of my all-time favorites, Glenn Jones. And you did some work with him. You and Ricky and Dana, you guys did some work on some of his stuff, man. Can you talk about that Finesse album from 1984, working on that album with Glenn Jones? Because you know where I'm going with this. I'm going to play something from that album. But one of my – go ahead. What was you going to say?
I will. Okay.
You said it real quick.
I have to do this because it's a sponsor thing. I want to say – give a shout out to Nissan, Bravo Nissan in Victoria, Texas. Thank you so much for the amazing car that you gave us. Thank you for your customer service. Thank you for blessing us. And we really appreciate you being there for us at the very last second. And they stayed up all night, and they were there the next morning early working on our stuff. And they made it an easy deal for us. So Bravo Nissan in Victoria, Texas. Y'all got to check them out. They hooked us up, and we drove out of there, and we are really blessed with our new car. So thank you. And all right. So thanks, Doc. Anyway, so I just want to also just say that as far as Glenn Jones is concerned, Glenn Jones was absolutely amazing to work with. We had no idea. See, this is this was the nature of Leon Silvers, and we'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow too on Solo when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. But
definitely,
Leon Silvers and I were roommates, so we were like, I'm playing drums on every record that he's producing, which was a gazillion records, right? And so then I remember saying, man, I think I want to start, writing and producing and stuff. No, I was writing. I said, I want to start producing, too. And so he says, well, start doing it. And I go, how do you just, I mean, you're the boss.
Simple as that. Just start doing it.
I just start doing it. So Leon was like, hey, I guess we're in the studio doing something. He says, okay, listen, we are getting ready to start this project with Glenn Jones. And Wardell and Ricky, I want you guys to produce it. And we're like, I said, did you say Wardell? Did you say my name? And so, and I think he probably saw, because we were roommates, so he knew me well. And he probably saw my face and go, oh, man, I just shocked him. I just turned red, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And I'm trying to feel confident. Yeah. And, there's a lot of us in the room And when that was said, it's good for your ego, right? Like, you know, makes you feel special, you know, like I was picked. And so, but it was a real blessing, man, because I thank Leon Silvers for that. And also I thank Glenn Jones for making it easy for us. We went in the studio with him and we did one of the first songs we did was It Hurts Too Much. It's an up-tempo song.
And
that
that's the one I want to play. That's the one I want to play.
Okay.
Please talk a little bit about, talk just a little bit about that, man, before we go into it.
So I went in the studio, I was in the studio in Devonshire Studios, and we were record, you know, I actually lived there pretty much. We were always there, right? I would just go home to sleep. And, we were in the studio, so he's like, Glenn Jones. So I went in the studio. Glenn Jones said, you know, he want one of those kind of solar kind of that feel that we had that was something different that was not, you know, you couldn't get that anyplace else but from us at that time, because we had just, you know, And the Beat Goes On and all that stuff that came out, and it was just like one of the, that sound of Los Angeles, right? And so we, I went in the studio and I started working on this groove. I was trying to give them like a and I started working on this groove, right? And I started playing. I played the bass and stuff. And then we started working. And then I was like, Ricky, listen. And then Ricky came and he started playing the bass parts for me because, you know, he could add all that other stuff because he was a keyboard player. And I was playing the bass on the keyboard. And so he started playing and it was just so groovy. And so then we put everything together and then we wrote the hook and then Glenn came in and he heard it. He was like, oh, I got to have it, got to have it. And so we started recording him. And that was the first song we did. And then we did a few more songs on him. I think we did half the album. And so it was. But him
Bring
and his
Back
wife,
Your Love. It's a great album.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I know people that he sings that song in weddings, Bring Back Your Love. And so, it was just a beautiful thing working with Glenn. And every time he goes to the UK, they tell him, we need you to sing those songs that you did with Solar, because they are obsessed. I don't mean that in a bad way, in a good way. They like really love the sound of Solar Records over in the UK. Yeah. And so they were like, so Glenn says every time he goes there, he's got to play the stuff that we did. So that's beautiful. I'm so blessed. We are all so blessed because of it. So
that's my story. You know what? You're sticking with it, man. Well, let's go ahead and go through it. I got this
right,
block. Let's take it back to 1984 to the Finesse album. Of course, we got Wardell. We got Ricky. This is Glenn Jones. It Hurts Too Much. You guys keep it locked right here.
Julianne.
Thank you. Never trouble no one. I'm all in
Rickets Radio, man. I had to hook that up. That is some classic reggae from 1982, Miss Sinster Nancy. Name of the song is called Bum Bum. I love that. Before that, music from a brother, a very talented brother, no longer with us, but goes by the name of Sherry, from 1987, just called, and of course, started the block off from the Finesse album, one of my favorite albums of all time, Mr. Glenn Jones, from 1984, It Hurts Too Much, Ward Elpott's Ricky Freeze. Of course, they had something to do with that song, a little solar sound on that. And, of course, we got Miss Julian hanging out with us. What's up?
What's
Hello,
up, Julian?
Guys. Hey, yeah, how you guys doing?
Okay, good. What did you think of that little reggae I had to add in there?
I like that.
None.
Yeah, I love reggae. I love everything. I'm always listening to different types of music and everything. So yeah, that was a little treat that you threw that in there for us.
I'm gonna
tell the listeners what happened. Julianne was listening to the show. She was in the kitchen making a lot of noise. So she was in the kitchen cooking, and she heard me scream her name, Julianne. And she's like, somebody called me. And she came back and said, oh, that's the radio. So she called in. And so how is it going over there in Detroit, Julian? How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good. Yeah, just hanging in there, taking it easy.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, if anybody else wants to call in, the call-in number is 646-668-8537, 646-668-8537, and you get to talk to Don and Wardell, and Julian's in the house too. So, but thank you.
Yeah.
Did it
yeah,
shock you?
Yeah, you guys
to hear
call
your
in.
Did yeah, call in. Tell
you
Liz.
Did it shock me
playing
to hear my name?
Call in. Yeah. Did it shock you?
Yeah,
to hear
y'all
your
stop
name?
Playing. Y'all stop playing. Call in. You know, say hello. If that's
show
it, just say
love.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing? I'm enjoying the show. Yeah, show some love.
There you go.
They won't bite.
That's right. Tell them,
that's what we do. We do it for the 10,000 Julians out there that's listening to the show and loving the show. Thank you so much. And we love the feedback, guys. If you're on Facebook, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio. Go make sure and like the page. You can also like the Solar page. There is an original Sounds of Los Angeles page, Sounds of Los Angeles Records page. You go ahead and like that because we're going to, like, copy the links and put it in there, too. So check it out. And Wardell got websites he's throwing out there. Give those websites out to the listeners, man.
Okay, so WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com, they all both go to the same site. So you could go to SolarRecordsRadio.com, and then you, if you want to go to the store and buy some things from us, you know, we have records, we have t-shirts, hats, cups, all kind of stuff. And we just did some new ones. So you need to go in and check it out. And then if you just want to donate to the show, we appreciate it. Either if you click on the donate button, it'll take you to, you know, all the different credit cards and all that kind of stuff that you might want to use. And then we also have a Cash App sitting up there, too, if you want to just do a Cash App thing. But any little donation, $20, $10, we're good. We appreciate you. We understand right now, you know, times are difficult, you know, because of the economy in the state and gas, Lord. So we understand.
It's a global thing, not just the states. It's a global thing.
So, you know, we don't expect you to, but that's why I said, as opposed to just donating, once you buy yourself something, and that way you still kind of donating to us and you're getting something simultaneously. So we appreciate you guys. Yeah, and we love you guys, and thanks so much, because you make me feel brand new every time you guys look at Julian's voice. She's so cute.
Are you segueing into something the way you said that?
Well, I am from Philly. That little Philly soul.
Yeah.
That's a little Philly
soul. Of course.
Thanks for reminding us.
That's right. Thank you.
So I want everyone to know that we're going to dedicate this song to all the beautiful people around the world. Thank you so much for being a part of the Solar Records Radio. Julianne, we up and out of here. Back to the music. And you can go. I guess you can go back to the kitchen.
I'll go back to the kitchen. Oh, and don't forget, they have patches. They have some cool patches, guys.
Oh, yeah, Julian, it cracks me up that she likes patches. I said, Tony, people buy patches? He's like, well, I'll just put it in there and we'll see what happens. And then I'm like, Julian said, you got patches. I like patches. I go, you do? I'm like, oh, my God. Tony was right. So, yeah, so thank you. It's just shocking because, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, people put patches. I'm just kind of old school, I guess. I don't. Hold on, we used to have patches back in the day. Did they come?
Right, exactly.
Didn't you have to sew them on or something? Didn't they have to sew them on your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right.
Still do.
All right. I'm lazy now. Damn, I'm going to sew nothing on. Better iron on.
They had iron on, too. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, anyway, this next song is dedicated to all you guys, all you lovely people around the world. Much love, and we appreciate you guys. Because we are here on Throwback Thursday, we got another 59 minutes left in the show. And so we thank you for hanging out. 59. All right, guys. Here we go. That's the Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
Me with
Radio. I had to make sure that I got that love. That's such a great song, man. If you just put your hand in mine, we're going to leave all our troubles behind. All our troubles behind. So, baby, don't look back. I got you. We got this together. We're going to do this together. We're going to make it happen. And so it's nice to have somebody that just comes along and you know, and recognize, you know, the pain that you might be feeling and what you may be going through, and be able to just, you know, like, heal you with words, those amazing words that you know, he said that if it's love that you're running for, there's no hiding place. Because love is what you need. That's what nurtures you. That's who God is. That's what created you. So that's what you need. But he's going to make sure that you're okay. I got you. We're good. It's going to be okay. We're in this together now. Take my hand. Just take my hand. And it's going to be okay. And so when I, every time I hear that song, it's like, don't look back. See, it's very difficult for you to go where you're trying to go if you're constantly looking back and you're in the rearview mirror the whole time. You're going to mess around and have an accident. Pay attention. Focus on where you're going. Focus on what the new experience that God has got planned for you. You know, a lot of times we get stuck on, I don't want to say, you know, that word stupid, but sometimes we get stuck on that and we get confused and we get caught up in emotions and drama. And sometimes we want to roll around in the mud because we're angry. But you can't stay there too long because it will destroy you. It will consume you. You know, hatred is not good for your soul. That's not who you are. That's not what you were made of. You were made out of love. And that's what where you need to focus. Make sure you love yourself.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas.
Love yourself. Well, we can't talk about him, but we want to make sure you love yourself.
Clarence
Thomas, boy, woo. He said something, yeah, that's bad. That's a bad phrase.
Love
on each other. We got love on each other. And so, you know, anyway, oh, boy, why did you mention him? Gee, let's see here.
Did I open a can of worms there?
Yes,
I'm sorry,
yes,
Wardell.
Yes, you. You're notorious, but it's all good. I what was that? What was that? Not on the outside, inside. Not on the outside.
Oh.
That's the song. Did you like that song? You like that song?
I did. Yeah. But we're not gonna go there. I just mentioned his name, but. You know, you know my whole situation, how I feel about how politics, how this country is moving backwards. But I think the moment of levity comes in, and that moment of just trying to have some type of sanity is what we do here. You know, we play music and kind of just take you to a place. I'm not just going to say necessarily just escapism, but something that just gets you to where you can focus and then just go on with your day and deal with a lot of the negativity. Because right now, man, there is, and this doesn't have to do with sides. This isn't about sides. It's about, to me, what's right and what's wrong. And you know, but again, my opinion is different from other people's opinion. That's the beauty of this country. That's the beauty of having a you know, this republic that we live in, and that democracy. You know, well, people say, well, it's not a democracy, it's a republic, but whatever semantics you want to say, we're supposed to be free in this country, and there's a liberty in this country that we deal with, that we have to kind of deal with. But when you don't see it to certain people, to marginalized people, then you got to call it out, because 9 times out of 10, you let them do it, it's going to happen to you. And then you look around, there's no one that's going to advocate for you. So just be mindful of the things that are around you as far as moving this country forward, and just be positive. But anyway, that was so fun.
If you just put your hands in mine, we're going to leave all the troubles behind. You know, I just, you know, we all are made differently. We all have our, who we are. We are designed differently. God made us that way. And so I just choose to see the glass halfway full. You know, some people choose to see it halfway empty. And that's up to you, whatever mm-hmm. you choose. I choose to see it halfway full. So I'm what you call an optimist. I like to believe that everything is going to be okay despite the way it looks. See, because you can't go off of the way it looks all the time, because if that was the case, then it would just be you would fail, because sometimes people make expressions, they get frustrated, and they'll talk to you in a way, and they look crazy, but they really love you. Right, like your parents, right?
Good
Remember
grief.
Your parents look at you like,
grief.
I'm going to whoop your behind. It's not that they mm-hmm. were mean or they were, you know, they're going to hurt you. They just, they're trying to help you to grow. They're trying to help you to be respectful, to what you said you were going to do to them, you know, as your parents and just as to yourself. You know, as a human being. And so they're just trying to develop you. And so just because it looks like I remember my dad, I used to just look at his hands and be afraid. Like, whoa, I don't want to get hit by that mm-hmm. hand. You know, back in the day when you're allowed to get spankings, right? I used to, mm-hmm. you know, be very fearful. But I love my dad more than anything. He was great. He was excellent. So just because something looks bad don't mean it is bad. And ultimately, I want you guys to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm just praying that you let your faith be stronger than your fear. Let your faith be stronger than your fear. And if that will help you have less anxieties. Anxieties can destroy you. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, cold sweats, all just freaked out. And those times had passed, and it was like a waste of time. I was doing all that for nothing. You know, but I didn't know any better. I just didn't have anybody to talk to me. No one could really break it down to me and help me to understand what I was going through. So I'm just saying to my friends who may be going through something like that, just let your faith be stronger than your fear. You have to trust that everything is going to be okay. Just like, look at this. Every time you turn around, we get a different president, and the economy does this, and it does that, and it does this. It's a roller coaster ride. You can't get caught up in that. You just got to stay focused and be your best. Don't worry about them. Worry about you and how you react to them. It's so important, because if you let them control you, then you would, no telling what would happen at that point. But anyway,
well, sometimes, and I'll go ahead and conclude this. I think sometimes when people have an objective that they have, and they have power, you know, they have power to do this. Look. People talk about, you know, Roe versus Wade. My thing as a man, understanding, you know, a woman's body, my best bet right now is to listen. You know, I think, you know, we may have a say-so, or we feel like we may have a say-so. That's fine. That's up to the woman, but whatever. But my thing is to listen and get, you know, get a perspective that's different from mine, because I don't want to feel like I am super... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to feel like I'm usurping my viewpoint to everybody else. And again, the beauty of our thoughts and our viewpoints is that it's different. And everyone can come from different walks of life and have a certain say-so about how to get things done. Sometimes it's not about going, you know, having these opinions or having these viewpoints. As long as at the end of the day, we're going a forward direction and there's a compromise. When there's no compromise, when it's just straight up authoritarianism, then that's when the people get mad. That's when the people start to wake up. And so apparently you woke a sleeping giant, and it's gonna come back for a lot of these people who think it's not gonna affect them, you know? So anyway, it's unfortunate that these things are happening. It's unfortunate that we look at people who feel the need to push their viewpoint onto everybody else. And because you're on the Supreme Court, or you're on a level of promoting policy and making policy, it bugs me. But anyway, we got about another 37 minutes left. I'm done with it. I wanted to troll Wardell a little bit, but at the same time, I did want to kind of talk a little bit about it because it is something that's on our mind. It's not one of the things that we want to play music all the time. Yeah, that's what we do. But, you know, we're humans also. We have feelings. We have all of these things. And every now and then, you just want to kind of say something. And I want to be an advocate for every marginalized person in this country, you know, when it comes to moving this country forward. But anyway, 36 minutes left of the show. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Let's go ahead and keep this music going from the New Jack City soundtrack 31 years ago. This is music from Christopher Williams. It's called I'm Dreaming. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Don't
right, let's keep it funky here on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. I'm going to play a song I did with the Whispers. Check it out. I tell you, I had to turn that one up. That was so much fun. We were in the studio back in the day, man, oh man. And Leon Silvers basically, you know, just was driving us. We were having so much fun getting to this level with Solar. You guys got to tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow's when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So tune in and I'll tell you the whole story. But it was just a lot of fun doing that music with them. When I get to hear it back, I'm just so proud, because I remember, you know, just wanting to make sure that I could become a professional drummer. And then, you know, God blessed us, blessed me and gave me this gig. And so I was able to do what was in my heart and my desires to do. So thank you, God, for blessing me along the way and taking care of me and keeping me. And that's what I try to tell you guys. We got to walk by faith, not by sight. Things may not look the way that you want it to look, But you got to keep your faith and you got to keep on striving to do your best. Just be your best. That's all you got to do. God's got the rest. You do your part and he'll do his part. Also, hey, we just want to say thank you once again to Bravo Nissan down in Victoria, Texas, for blessing us with a beautiful vehicle. Thank you guys for being so patient and so kind with us and just working with us, as we did not want to get a new car, but it was something that had to happen because our car just seemed like it just couldn't get fixed no matter what we did to it. And so Bravo was so good and so kind to us and blessed us and let us keep the car for a couple of days. I don't know if that's a normal thing or not, but it's not, you know, in California, boy, they'll come looking for you if you have their car more than an hour, you know. So this company was just so kind and said, well, just check it out. I gave them my insurance information, signed all the papers and stuff. And my wife just fell in love with the car, and so it was like, okay, it's on. This is what we're going to do. And they made it so easy. So if you're ever, you know, looking for a new car, you're out here in Texas, go over and see Bravo Nissan in Victoria, Texas. They will really be a blessing to you. So much love and a shout out to all the guys that work there. We really appreciate you guys, and keep up the great work. It's a great company, and you guys have been a blessing to us. And so thank you again from my wife and myself. We love you. Appreciate you. All right, guys. So listen, here on Soul Light Records Radio, it's Old School Thursday, and we want to keep this music going here. So let's keep that. Listen, this is my friend, Morris Day, and Ricky Freeze. We were all together. We were hanging out a year or so ago. They were here, and they're coming back again. They're coming to bring us some more of this great music that they do. But, you know, I remember trying to do the dance, the Morris Day, you know, that dance at the time goes, oh, man. But anyway, I really enjoy these guys. You got to get out and go have some fun when they come in your town. Let's get to this amazing music. Come on and get some Jungle Love.
Stay a while. See how it's done.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome The Time.
Thank you. Stay out all night, come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them. Hey, son. I know where your mom used to cook them good home-cooked ribs, baby.
Alright guys, we're up and out of here, and we thank you so much for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. Thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio and blessing us. Don Fleming, much love to you, my brother. Hey, thanks Greg for all the blessings. I hope you guys are good in the UK. I hope your family and your friends are okay over there in the UK. You stay safe, Greg, and thank you for the amazing artwork that you do for us, buddy. We love you, man. Appreciate you. Astrid over there in Amsterdam, much love to you, sweetheart. I hope your family is okay. Sorry for the loss of a 4-year-old toddler. That is just heartbreaking. And we're so sorry that you lost your niece or your nephew. I am so sorry, and I just pray that your family is good and everybody's okay. All right, guys. Well, you all take care. Thanks, Julian, for calling in. Thanks, Liz, for blessing us, and thanks to our friends down at Bravo Nissan for blessing us. I'm getting emotional, sorry. All right, guys, you take care, and God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Good night, and God bless you. Take care. All right, guys. My brother, Don Fleming. Don, would you let them know about your show tonight?
Oh, man, yes. Tune in tonight. Once again, it is it's the second of three great shows on a Thursday. Of course, Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly and Wardell Potts Jr. And, of course, we're going to have the legendary Hubert Eves III hanging out with us tonight. So make sure you tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and check us out.
All right. Absolutely. It's a triple threat. And then we also got Goldie Mac tonight.
Goldie
PM,
Mac, so yes, 11 p.m. So yes, 11 p.m.
Cosmic
Slap Chat. Tune in.
All right, guys. We love you. Appreciate you. Thank you. And thanks for loving music like we do. Take care. And we'll catch you guys later on Solar Records Radio.
Have a good one. See you tonight.
Later.